It's the team's team of the week on the Jim Davis Show.
And it's brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. And our team's team of the week, they're the leaders right now in the Mountain League in girls lacrosse, Grand Junction Tigers lacrosse team. And with us this morning, co-head coaches Nikki Pistono, Mike Campbell, also Caitlin Wazlowski, senior for the Grand Junction girls lacrosse team. Thanks for coming on, Nikki and Mike and Caitlin. Appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely.
Let's start out with the co-head coaches, Nikki and Mike. Of course, Mike, we've talked before about Grand Valley Lacrosse. You've been a huge part of developing lacrosse here in the Grand Valley from the youth level to, the high school level as well. But Mike, going to take us through being the head coach, you and Nikki, and sharing this job coaching the Tigers.
They called me up to the big leagues here. I'm now helping out to coach the high school level now. I've been involved in the youth forever, but excited about it. Yeah, Nikki and I got to join forces here to try to help the team out, and we're excited about the season. Working with the girls has been amazing, so we've had a really good time.
Nikki, for you, I would imagine it's always tough to be a head coach, a singular head coach. What are some of the challenges, some of the positives of you and Mike sharing this job?
We've really worked as a great team, and we can bounce ideas off of each other, so that's really nice. One of the great things, too, is Maddie and I were actually college teammates, and so we still kind of have Maddie there to help keep building the program that she's built over the years. And so we just have a giant support system, and I think that's what's really made us successful this year.
Nikki Pistono and Mike Campbell, co-head coach of the Grand Junction girls lacrosse team. We also have Caitlin Wazlowski with us as well. And Nikki, we'll go back to you for a moment here. What are some of the things that when you and Mike came in and took over the program that you wanted to try to immediately kind of establish with this group of players that come from Grand Junction, but also from Central, I believe Palisade as well, the other schools in the Valley? What were some things you and Mike tried to do initially to maybe bring this team together? I believe there's 11 underclassmen on this team. Some of the things you tried to establish early on is kind of your agenda, what you wanted to do with this program.
I think this year, the biggest thing that we focused on was family. Like you said, we have girls from three different schools, and it's a big rivalry. So just trying to make sure that they understand, yes, we're playing under the Grand Junction title, but at the end of the day, we're playing for each other. And so we've just been preaching family and having a positive attitude during the whole thing.
Mike, for you, we mentioned you've coached a lot at the youth level. What has it been like to be a varsity head coach at Grand Junction?
Definitely a big step up. But it's been an amazing experience for sure. We get incredible support from our AD over there at Junction, Steve Wojtek, and he's been instrumental in helping us to build the program as well. Preaching a lot of the fundamentals that he wants us to bring forward, improving competitiveness, and then, like Nikki said, the family and the teamwork aspect is vital too. So it's been great. It's really been definitely a big step up, but it's been a fun and rewarding experience for sure.
Grand Junction girls lacrosse, our team's team of the week, brought to you by Rick Nelson American Family Insurance. 8-4 overall, 6-1 the Mountain League. We have Caitlin Wazlowski with us, who's the third leading scorer for Grand Junction right now. Tigers led by Maddie DeGeorge, who's had an incredible season, 44 goals, and Micah Neville has 33 goals. Caitlin's a senior, and Caitlin, you got 18 goals on the season. What has it been like this year with having Coach Pistono and Campbell, and what's been the biggest change you've seen in regard to this program with those two leading the way?
I think it's been a really great experience. They've been super positive and really understanding, especially since we've had Maddie as our head coach for a while. So it's definitely a big change to have them, but it's been a very positive experience, and they've really helped us grow as people and as teammates. And I think probably the biggest change this year is that they're kind of just having a positive attitude towards everything, win or loss.
What are some things that you've seen different this year, maybe as this team has improved, that have been big changes, big things that maybe were improved this year for your team that maybe were weaknesses for this team last year? What are some areas that this team has really improved upon and grown here in this 2024 season?
I think we've definitely focused a lot more on the basics, and mostly just like ground balls and like kind of having the fundamentals down so that we can translate them to real game scenarios, and also kind of preparing for a lot of scenarios in the game, like overtime or like being tied. It's definitely a stressful situation, but when we practice for it, then it's a lot less stressful when you're actually in the moment.
You lead the Mountain League right now with a 6-1 record, but it started with that first game of the season against Eagle Valley Cable, and you won 18-0. One of the biggest wins for Grand Junction girls lacrosse in quite some time, and kind of take us back to that, because that kind of set the tone for the rest of the season, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It was a really great way to start the season, and I think that it really set us off on the right foot, because last year we didn't do so well to them, so I think this year is just really like positive and really encouraging to see like how well we've done against them and how we've changed from the past.
We're talking with Grand Junction Tigers girls lacrosse co-coaches Nikki Pistono and Mike Campbell and Caitlin Wazlowski, senior for the Grand Junction girls lacrosse team. You mentioned they're 6-1 in the Mountain League right now. Fruita Monument's 4-1, and you got Aspen coming up tomorrow, Caitlin. Fruita Monument next week. They got you by one goal last time, 15-14, in a really good game over at Community Hospital Unity Field. Imagine you, obviously the focus right now is on Aspen, but I imagine you're pretty anxious to get on the field once again to take on the Wildcats coming up on Tuesday.
Yes, we are very excited to play them again and kind of redeem ourselves and just kind of be more energetic and have like that higher energy play the whole time instead of just in the first few quarters.
It's our team's team of the week, Grand Junction Girls Lacrosse. Of course, we have co-head coaches Mike Campbell, Nikki Pistono, and senior Caitlin Wazlowski with us today. And Mike and Nikki, we'll go back to you. I imagine your first season coaching, you didn't expect to be on top of the Mountain League. You expected improvement and growth in this team. But Mike, it's you're in a great position right now, just a few games left in the regular season before the postseason, in a really good spot to win a Mountain League title.
We're super excited. We got some work to do still, but we're preaching the whole. One of the big vital things that we try to teach the girls is next play mentality, and it relates directly to next game mentality too. So yeah, we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves here, but we're excited about where we are and the accomplishments the girls have achieved so far. But all about the next play. So 0-0 to us.
Absolutely. You got Aspen, of course, coming up tomorrow, as I mentioned, and then Fruita Monument Tuesday, get back into Mountain League play with that matchup with them. And Nikki, maybe just if you can, a couple of players that you've seen real growth this year, where maybe this is their first time playing girls lacrosse, or maybe last year they just got limited time. If you got a couple of players, and we know how well Caitlin's played so far this year, and Mike and Neville and Maddie DeGeorge, but you got a player or two that you've really been pleased to see their growth?
There's actually a few. So I'm going to say one JV and then one varsity. So on our JV team, we have one girl named Isabella. She came out never touching a stick, and she's doing amazing things. I think Mike and I were talking about it yesterday. I'm just like, oh my God, she can catch, she can throw, she can do everything. And then one big gal on varsity, her name's Emma G. She is actually a softball player who's amazing at softball. And she came out last year as a freshman, her first year ever playing. And she has just done so many great things on defense, where we actually have her playing midi now. And in our last game, she caused 3 forced turnovers, which is huge as a defender, of just like keeping your stick up and trying to anticipate the next play. And she's just been doing amazing at reading, and her lacrosse IQ is up tremendously this season.